The event is called Finding Refuge in Buffalo. It's the result of 2 years of work that I've been doing, research that I've been doing with students and also on my own in collaboration with photographer Brendan Bannon.
How did the project start?
The project started in 2016 in January. I was in Berlin, Germany. I was working with a group of students who I take on a study abroad course. And we, at that time, the biggest story in Europe was refugees and the refugee population, the migrant crisis.
Okay.
And most of my students pick a project and they work on it for the time that we're in Berlin when we do the study abroad class. And all of the students almost picked refugees that year. And so I was so moved and touched by how visceral the experience was with the students and how involved they were and dedicated to the project that I wanted to bring it back to Buffalo. So I came back to Buffalo and realized what a large immigrant and refugee population we have in this city. In fact, at the time, this was 2016, we were getting 1/12 of the refugees coming into the U.S. were coming into Buffalo.
Wow.
So it was quite a lot of people, and there was a large influx here. And so I assigned a class of students to work on this topic.
This is the opening reception for the Finding Refuge in Buffalo. What are you trying to tell with these images?
We're trying to bring the community together to talk about, to localize what is a national and international issue. And we're trying to bring our communities together here in Buffalo. So this exhibit features stories about people who have come to Buffalo recently in the past 15 years, but also people whose families came from long ago who arrived as immigrants. So Italians, Polish, Germans, the people who really built Irish, who built this community to what it is today.
How did you become involved working with photographer Brendan Bannon?
I got a grant to work with my students on refugees. And I had heard about Brendan's reputation as someone who's been in refugee camps. He'd spent time in Kenya, and he's photographed quite a number of refugees. So I reached out to him, and we put the project together.
Now, there's going to be an opening reception Friday night at 5:30 till 8 o'clock. Can you tell me more about what you can expect at this reception?
Yes, we're very excited about the reception. It brings two projects together. It brings my project, Finding Refuge in Buffalo, together with WNED's project, which is Making Buffalo Home. And we'll be celebrating it together. We have some very similar goals. And at the event, we'll have refugees speaking. We'll have people telling their stories. We'll have a long-term immigrant telling about his immigrant experience being in Buffalo, and also people who newly arrived will have the photos and stories available for people to look at, the catalog. We'll have food. We'll have a lot of ethnic foods for people to eat, some music, and we'll also have an opportunity for people, for anyone who comes, for the public, to share their own family stories. We're creating a digital database for these stories, for these immigration stories in Buffalo, and so we'll be recording them so that we'll have them here in this community.
Well, that's terrific. Now, the display will be free and open to the public. How long will it run?
The exhibit will run here until June 2nd, and then we're having a second opening on June 28th at the Argus Gallery in Black Rock. And from there, my hope is that this exhibit will move to different galleries around the community so that people will be able to see it and interact with these stories.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about it?
Really, that this is a time for the community to come together, that we're hoping this is a great chance for communities who don't have contact with each other to meet, that people can, who aren't used to seeing refugees or hearing their stories, will come and listen to these stories and recognize the who these people are in our community and our shared humanity. So we'd like people to share their own stories, but also hear the stories of others.